Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, sebuah laporan baru menemukan 74% masyarakat Australia ingin melihat pemerintah federal memperkuat komitmennya untuk mengatasi perubahan iklim. People's Climate Vote menunjukkan bahwa perempuan khususnya mendukung komitmen iklim yang lebih kuat dibandingkan dengan laki-laki. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Ciara Hain untuk SBS News. Sebuah laporan baru menemukan bahwa 80% orang di seluruh dunia menginginkan negara-negara memperkuat komitmen mereka terhadap krisis iklim. Di Australia ditemukan 74% masyarakatnya menginginkan hal serupa. People's Climate Vote adalah survei opini publik terbesar di dunia mengenai perubahan iklim, yang merupakan hasil kolaborasi antara Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa dan Universitas Oxford. Kepala Program Pembangunan PBB untuk Perubahan Iklim, Casey Flynn, mengatakan masyarakat menyerukan kebijakan yang lebih ketat untuk mengatasi krisis iklim. Ia mengatakan sangat jelas bahwa orang-orang di seluruh dunia mengalami krisis iklim.
Globally, over half of people said they think about the climate crisis either daily or weekly, and two-thirds say that they incorporate decisions around their lives, where they work, what they buy, by taking into account the climate crisis. People are unafraid of bold climate policies. 72% of people globally said that they want to see the transition away from fossil fuels as quickly as possible. And this includes populations in the 10 biggest producers of coal, oil, and gas.
Diluncurkan pada tahun 2021, survei ini telah dilakukan kepada masyarakat di 77 negara yang mewakili 87% populasi dunia melalui wawancara telepon dengan bantuan komputer. Tahun lalu, badan-badan ilmiah terkemuka telah memperingatkan bahwa perubahan iklim terjadi lebih cepat dari yang diperkirakan. Kini, laporan ini menemukan bahwa terdapat peningkatan kekhawatiran mengenai perubahan iklim di negara-negara tertinggal dibandingkan dengan negara-negara G20. Di Australia ditemukan bahwa 51 orang mengatakan mereka lebih khawatir terhadap perubahan iklim dibandingkan tahun lalu. Hal ini terjadi setelah pemimpin oposisi Peter Dutton menolak komitmen kepada target pengurangan emisi tahun 2030 dan menegaskan bahwa ia tidak akan mengumumkan target yang diusulkan koalisi sebelum pemilu. Ia menambahkan target pengurangan emisi karbon sebesar 43% pada tahun 2030 tidak akan dapat dicapai.
The government here is not going to meet its target. We've got a responsible pathway to meet our net zero by 2050 obligation, but we can't destroy the economy in the process. There are a lot of economists talking about our economy going into a recession by the end of this calendar year. We had anemic growth in the last quarter. When you speak to restaurateurs, when you speak to retailers, people are keeping their hands in their pockets. That is as a result of inflation, which is high, it's sticky, and in part it's because of the Prime Minister's renewables-only energy policy.
Laporan itu juga menemukan bahwa Australia termasuk dalam 5 negara teratas dengan proporsi perempuan yang menginginkan komitmen iklim lebih kuat dibandingkan dengan laki-laki. Peneliti senior Dewan Iklim Australia, Dr. Wesley Morgan, mengatakan hal ini sejalan dengan temuan lainnya.
It is consistent with what we know because there are gender dynamics in our communities. So it's often women who are leading the response when there are disasters in communities in Australia. And so, you know, it's not an accident that it's women who are concerned about these impacts that they're seeing around them. So we're seeing people who have been made homeless by flooding. We've seen people who've been made homeless by fires in Australia. And so that's not a surprising result.
Jajak pendapat itu menunjukkan bahwa 69% warga Australia mendukung transisi energi yang cepat dari produsen batubara dan gas ke energi terbarukan. Morgan mengatakan jelas bahwa warga Australia sangat mendukung energi ramah lingkungan.
So at the moment, 1 in 3 households in Australia have installed rooftop solar. So they're just getting on with it. They're enjoying the benefits of clean energy at a household level. At the national level, 40% of our main national electricity grid is already clean energy, so wind, solar and storage, and we're headed towards 80% by the end of this decade for clean energy in our national energy grid. So what needs to happen? We need to, as quickly as possible, close our old coal-fired power plants that are being run down anyway.
Casey Flynn dari PBB mengatakan sudah waktunya bagi para pemimpin dunia untuk mengambil tindakan.
Our goal again is to really bring the voices of the people to this debate, to be able to show world leaders that people are unified, even when we may have differences on many things around the world, and we are on the cusp of some of these major decisions on the climate crisis at the global, at the national, at the regional, at the subnational levels, and it's important at this moment that world leaders do listen to this unified message.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan tentang hasil survei dunia tentang krisis iklim yang disusun oleh Ciara Hin untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.